G'day, how are you going?
Good mate, good, good. I just got to work out how to turn this fucking thing on.
Okay, well I'll press pause.
Start my video. That's what we want to do, isn't it? There you go.
Beautiful.
I know. Can you see us yet? Yeah. First cab off the rank, mate. It's Oliver Percy.
Beautiful.
He's been a bit homesick.
Has he? Well, tell him about footy shorts.
He's just missing his boyfriend a little bit, so mate, I'll just put him on.
Thanks, heaps.
Hello.
G'day, Oliver. How you going, mate?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
We're recording this, so we've got to try not to swear and stuff, Rodio.
Yep. No worries.
Dave, then he just let one go before I could go beep.
It's hopeless.
He is, isn't he? So how's the weather?
Miserable.
Miserable?
Cold, yep.
How cold is it, mate?
I think it's -5 this morning.
Yeah, and where are you from?
Grafton.
Grafton, where it's all hot all the time.
Yep.
So you're loving it?
Yep.
Yep, and have you been playing much?
No, I've hurt my hamstring and haven't played yet, but I'm playing tomorrow night.
Oh, beautiful. Against the Vikings?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and the boys were training today in the cold. How'd you go?
Yeah, it was alright. It was cold.
Yeah, but did you train alright?
Yep, trained good.
Not too much drop ball and stuff?
Nah, looking sharp.
Fantastic. Go the Aussies.
Yep.
Yeah, mate. Well, I've got some questions that I've just been asking all the boys. I might as well throw them at you too.
Yep.
That's cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and who you play for and all that?
Oh, from Grafton and play for the Grafton Ghosts.
Beautiful.
Just local football. And, yep, that's about it. Go to the Grafton High School.
Go Grafton.
Just a Grafton boy.
Say g'day to everybody at Grafton then.
G'day.
Nice long one.
We don't have the internet in Grafton.
Oh, don't you?
A bit slow.
They're sending a couple of tractors out there to build a road soon, I heard.
Alrighty. Have you right.
So you might get electricity after that.
Yeah.
So, remember when you were over in France? Tell us a few things that you remember from France and that your favourite things and that you visited or whatever.
Yeah, it was alright. It was good France. Big Carcassonne Castle and it was pretty miserable, the weather, though. Raining and windy all the time, cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people are all right. A bit rude.
French are rude, are they?
Can't understand them, yeah.
Can't they speak
Much
English?
Better here in England, huh?
Can't they speak English
in
France?
No. Oh, no. Surprise.
Yeah, that's a New South Wales education problem,
mate. Oh, right, huh?
French, mate.
Should have.
Yeah, they should have, shouldn't they? That's good. And what about, what other things did you do in France? Did you like the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, it was alright.
Were you one of the boys?
Good experience.
Run around the
Yeah, top. We ran around in our undies, yeah. Bit cold.
I was at the rookie camp and I was telling a few of last year's boys about what you did this year and they're spewing that they didn't do that last year. They only took their shirts off. Reece Jager.
That was good fun.
Alright, another question.
Yep.
So how did you find the French? Oh, you didn't play against the French, did you? So I won't ask you that one.
Ah.
Good. You enjoyed it?
And yep.
What about England? What have you enjoyed there so far besides the weather?
The people speak in English.
Yep.
That's good. No, yeah, it's much nicer. Yeah, just
done,
better.
Like, have you visited anything over there yet?
Yeah, we've seen a few things.
Like what?
Can't think right now.
cool.
Yeah.
And when you were over in France, did you you visited all the war memorials and all that, eh?
Yeah, that was good.
And what did you think of that?
Yeah, it was good. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
All the holes and stuff blown in the ground.
Oh, really? Like just in the movies?
No, not just in the movies.
Is there craters like in the movies and things still in the
craters
there? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just graves and pictures. No, so you learn something every day. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. How's the food in France?
Yeah, not that good. A lot of bread.
Lots of bread. I hear that a lot.
Lots of bread. Bread and chocolate.
Bread and and chocolate and snails.
Yep. Yep.
a bit of horse.
Yeah, we had to eat raw horse and snails and all that. Not good.
Frog's legs?
Yep.
Hang on, I'll just grab a photo of you. Bang. There you go. So these are obviously pretty casual interviews.
Yep.
Which is what we like. What have you been eating over there in England?
Big breakfast, everything. Good food. Yeah, good food.
Good. What have you been having for brekkie? Hot food?
Yeah, bacon and eggs, sausages, hash browns, everything. Yeah. They do a good breakfast.
They even do a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that. Well, we're not allowed to talk about the girls in England and France for some reason, so we won't. But we'll say hello to them anyway. Who's the funniest bloke on tour, you reckon?
Oh, that'd have to go to Daily Boney.
Tell us why.
Oh, he's just a funny bloke.
Is he? Well, if he's on tour, it's got to stay on tour, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's the biggest pain in the bum?
That'd have to go to Edward Brimelow. He's just a...
King?
Huh?
Is he the king?
Yeah, he's annoying.
That's what we wanted to see. And what are you looking forward to about the next game, mate? It's obviously your first one.
Oh, yeah, just playing. Just be good to play.
Yep. And how about when you run out with a green and gold jumper on?
Yeah, it'd be good. Can't wait. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. And what are you expecting from this English team? Do you know much about them?
No, not that much. We beat Warrington pretty convincingly, so...
Smashed, wasn't it? Not beat.
Yeah, but I think this team's a better side, so... should be good.
Okay. Good on you. Well, that's about all I've got for now, unless you want to say something good to all your mates and that at home.
All good. Yep.
All right, cool. Fantastic. So who's next?
I'm not sure, I think. Who's next, Dave? Edward Brimelow, the pest. The annoying one.
I'll ring him back in about 2 minutes.
Right, so, yep. See ya.
Cheers, thanks for that, mate.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.